the knife.
啊，我们有一些感动，明年可能我们会交通啊，荣耀丰盛的基业。
We have the touch that maybe next year the same could be the rich and glorious life.
那么在今年的年底，作为预备，好像我们交通了一点关于心愿的事。
End of the year, we shared some wish about wish.
对我们的心愿啊，就是希罗非哈的女儿们所代表的。
Represent by the daughters of Zelophehad.
我更丰盛的生命是和产业有关系的，也是啊，关乎我们这些能够承受产业的人。
So the abundant life is something to do with possession, heritage, and how we're going to inherit this life.
啊，既然我们读了民数记二十七章上一次，那我们我就有感动再交通一点关于数点的事。
So we shared Numbers 27. So today I have the desire to fellowship more.
所以我今天的题目是数点再数点。
So the title on the screen is Number and Number Again.
刚才我们读了前面的四节，我们再读后面的三节啊，六十三、六十四、六十五啊，我们一起来读。这就是被摩西和以士以利亚撒所属的，他们在摩押平原与耶利哥相对的耶边和河边数点以色列人，但被数的人中没有一个是摩西和祭司亚伦从前在西乃的旷野所属的以色列人，因为耶和华论到他们说他们必要死在旷野，所以除了耶夫尼的儿子加勒和嫩的儿子约书亚以外，连一个人也没有存留。
These are they that were numbered by Moses, and Eleazar the priest, who numbered the children of Israel in the plains of Moab by Jordan near Jericho. But among this there were not a man of them whom Moses and Aaron the priest numbered when they numbered the children of Israel in the wilderness of Sinai.For the Lord had said to them, They shall surely die in the wilderness, and there was not left man of them, save Caleb the son of Jephunneh and Joshua the son of Nun.
所以当中我们省略了差不多六十节。
We read the beginning and the end.
因为我比较体贴大家，怕大家睡着了。
I don't want us to fall asleep.
可能不光孩子们，大人也会睡着。
Adults as well.
我们说到这个数点，通常我们对于数点的一个感觉就是在这里也写了，就是计算总数。这个词的意思，我们感觉就是这样的一个意思。
So when we mention the word of number or count, we like to get the sum of a total number of something.
但是我昨天想到一个词，可能对翻译有点挑战哈。有两个词，中文。我把它倒过来一下，你看看是什么意思。一个叫数点，那另外一个叫点数。
I thought about two words yesterday. Might be very hard to translate. You can try.
那个英文我们数点就翻译number. 那如果中文说点数的话 ，maybe it's like a head count, counting. 这个词，这就是我们对于数点可能的一个印象。但是盼望今天借着交通，我们对这个词有一点更多的认识。
I hope we can better have better understanding of numbers today.
英文有的时候把这个民数记这个翻成 census， 中文叫
English translation sometimes put numbers into census as the same word.
所以在我们的印象当中，民数记是不是一个就是关于人口普查？
So,
就是查一下有多少人。
The book of Numbers, is this really about census?
我们要来看是不是神，我们在神面前是不是我们就是一个数字。
Are we just a number in front of the Lord?
我们教会有五十人还是有一百人啊，就仅此而已。
Do we have 50 people, 100 people here? Is that all Lord cares?
真正我们要交通的是民数记它是一本数点的书。
So the numbers is really a book about counting or numbering.
所以既然说到数点哈，我就介绍一个数字，就叫6485。这个数字我们可以记在心里。
Remember that code on the screen, H6485.
因为它在民数记出现很多次。
Because it showed up multiple times in the book of Numbers.
就在刚才我们读的64节啊、63-64节里都出现这个字属点和所属的。
You can see the word of number in all of the verses on the screen.
这里都有很多。
And I put the number, the code there.
好，这个可能都比较枯燥，希望这是最后一张比较枯燥的投影片。
It could look like boring.
这里说到关于属点，我们需要有一点真正的认识。
We should have some better understanding about numbering.
我就把它读一下，因为我承认我自己也没有背出来。神为人介入，为着彰显完成神的目的而置身其中，进而改变事件原来的进程。
So to intervene on behalf of man so as to demonstrate the divine intervention in the normal course of events to fulfill a divine intent.
我承认说这个是很拗口的。
It's a little bit mouthful, so hard to follow.
我也不是说要求大家把它背出来，我们下面会用比较容易的话来讲。
We can fellowship in more details.
这个容易一点，但是我们就会来交通为什么这么说，数点乃是眷顾。
So one thing we like to cover is to number is truly to visit.
刚才我们第一首唱的诗歌感谢主也把那个含义说出来。
The hymn we sang today also covered this topic.
第二点我们叫做数点是追讨。
Second item of fellowship is to number is to charge.
第三点数点乃是分派。
And then finally we can fellowship to number is to appoint.
我们就来看第一点，属点乃是眷顾。
Go back to the first item, to number is to visit.
我们一起把这一节圣经再来读一下。
Let's read it together again.
创世纪二十一章第一节。耶和华按着先前的话眷顾撒拉，便照他所说的给撒拉成就。
Genesis 21 verse 1, And the Lord visited Sarah as he had said, and the Lord did unto Sarah as he had spoken.
你可能会问说，这节圣经跟我们讲的数点有什么关系？
So how this relates to the numbering we're talking about today?
它是有关系的。
It is related.
因为我们交通的一个副标题叫做产业的故事。
Because one of the subtitles of fellowship is the story about possession.
我们知道说神的心意就是要许多的儿子都来一起承受产业。
So God's will is to truly have many sons to inherit his possessions.
如果我们要问说圣经里面第一个承受产业的儿子是谁？
So who was the first son in the Bible who inherited the possession?
第一个是谁？有没有人知道？
Do we have the answer?
大概从这节圣经大家可以猜出来。
You can guess from this verse on the screen.
那以撒是怎么来的？这个故事我们很熟哈，我们也没有时间去讲这整个的故事。
So we know the story about Isaac. We may not go through all the details.
不过如果这个第一节读完了，大家记不记得第二节是什么？
So after the first verse one, what's the verse two?
当亚伯拉罕怀孕的时候，年老的时候，撒拉怀了孕。
So when Abraham was very old, Sarah got pregnant.
到了神所说的日期，就给亚伯拉罕生了一个儿子。
And when by the due day by Lord, Sarah got the first son.
所以我想，通常我们是更熟悉第二节，对第一节相反不那么熟悉。
Often we're more familiar with verse two.
因为这里就说到我们今天要交通的这个字眷顾。
Because the key word here is the word we're going to fellowship to visit.
因为亚伯拉罕我们知道说他早就有这个后裔的应许。
So Abraham got the promise that he is going to have a son.
但是亚伯拉罕得到这个应许到以撒真的生出来，这个当中的过程不容易。
But it takes a promise for the promise to be realized.
我们知道说当中发生了很多的故事。
Many things occurred.
这个产业不是那么容易得来的。
The possession was not easy to get.
那我们没有时间讲这些故事，但是最后有一件事大家会记得，就是当神来到亚伯拉罕这个撒拉的时候，跟他说明年你们要生一个儿子。
So one thing we know that Abraham and Sarah were told, you are going to have a son next year.
我们知道说莎拉什么反应。
How Sarah reacted?
她是会暗笑的。
She was just laugh at this.
我们也不要笑莎拉觉得她不够属灵。
We do not have to laugh at Sarah to see she was not spiritual filled.
因为我们自己身上我们也有神很多的应许。
We have promises from Lord as well.
但是好像又有很多还没有成就。
Many of them may not have been realized yet.
在我们的心中会不会有过这些暗笑的时候
？In our heart, do we acknowledge these promises, or we just laugh and let it go?
不是说我们不信神了，我们信神。
Not because we do not believe.
是说神给我们的那个应许，我们心中对他的态度是怎样的
？It's how we take the promise that we get from him.
有的时候我们看到教会或者看到某一个人我们心中会暗笑。
Sometimes when we look around, look at church, look at some brothers and sisters, we may just have a laugh.
我不知道你心里有没有暗笑过，就是说是这样还要那样。
I'm not sure if you laughed at something or somebody.
我不知道你看我们看自己的时候心中会不会也有暗笑的感觉。
And did we even laugh at ourselves?
像我这样的一个人，我知道我是信主的，但是你要说其他，那可能只有笑笑了。
I'm a believer, but if okay.
看我自己是这样的一个人，所以说你说叫我说信，我当然是信的，但是说到神的应许，我就只好笑笑。
Okay, yeah, so I do believe, but when we talk about God's promise, often I cannot really acknowledge that.
我们并不是孤单的。
But we're not alone.
亚伯拉罕和撒拉就是这样。
And Abraham and Sarah was just like this.
所以眷顾这个字很重要。
So it's very important we know the word to visit.
从亚伯拉罕的应许到实际上有撒拉生出来，乃是神的眷顾。
So,Lord did visit them from the promise to realize the promise to have the actual son in their arms.
这个眷顾呢，就是圣经上第一次用六四八五这个字。
So the word here to visit is the first time the Bible quoted the code at 64.85.85.
所以这个不是我们硬把它凑在一起啊，这是从原文你可以看得很清楚。
So we did not create a word; it was from the original language.
也可以说这就是神的第一次数点。
This, we can say this was the first time, first numbering by Lord.
经过神第一次的数点，第一次有了一个儿子，他是能够承受产业的。
After his first numbering, we got a son. This son is going to have the possession.
这就是以撒的故事。
That is the story about Isaac.
好，我们就继续往前，但是往前之前我们再看这一节。如果我们说到神圣的目的是什么，我相信盼望对大家来说稍微具体一点。
So let's move on, but let's review this statement to understand better what a divine intent is about.
所以神圣的目的就是神要有儿子来承受产业。
So the divine intent is for the son to inherit the possession from him.
那神要来介入，神要来干预，神要来改变这个进程，是做了什么事呢
？But Lord God intervened this whole course to make this happen.
就是叫那个本来不能生育的就得了儿子。
So this course, he is going to enable the one who is not going to carry bear a child to have a child.
神的应许经过他的眷顾，经过他的数点，就变成了实际。
So his promise after his own intervention, it became a reality.
英文是用 visit 这个字，当然这个字也比较抽象一点，但是稍微讲出一点其中的意思。
Yeah, the word visit itself is very abstract.
好，我们再继续往下看，那我们就很快我们要跳到创世纪的结尾。创世纪的结尾就是到了约瑟临终的时候。
So let's jump to the end of Genesis. That's about the end of Joseph.
这是约瑟留下的遗言，我们来读这两节，24节、25节，创世纪第五十章。
Let's read that last words from Joseph.
我们一起来。约瑟对他弟兄们说：“我要死了，但神必定看顾你们， 领你们从这地上去，到他启示所应许给亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各之地。约瑟叫以色列的子孙启示说，神必定看顾你们，你们要把我的骸骨从这里搬上去。
And Joseph said unto his brethren, I die, and God will surely visit you, and bring you out of this land, unto the land which he sware to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. And Joseph took an oath of the children of Israel, saying, God will surely visit you, and you shall carry up my bones from hence.
这是约瑟的话，他说，神要领以色列人上去，到他启示应许给亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的之地。
So according to the last words from Joseph, Lord is going to take his people to the promised land that he gave to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
神已经启示了，这不是小事，这是 take oath.
He revealed.
神启了誓，但是我觉得我们这个人是够不上的。
Oh, he promised. I mean, he promised.
Yeah, take oath.
Yeah.
啊，神启了誓，但是人够不上，这就是我们面对的挑战。
So he promised, but we were not good to fulfill that. That was the challenge and gap.
约瑟说到以色列能够离开埃及，那个是因为神眷顾他们。
So Joseph mentioned Israel, they were leaving Egypt. That was a visited by Lord.
以色列能够进入迦南，能够去承受产业，是因为神必定眷顾。
And they left Egypt, they can enter Canaan to have the possession that was also promised from him.
或者说必定看顾。
And he surely will visit that.
或者我们今天唱的诗歌说必定顾念。
He surely will take care of us.
中文用了很多不一样的词，其实就是一个词。
So we may have different word in Chinese, but it's truly the same thing.
其实它也都是一个意思。
The same meaning.
那个就是数点。
To number.
所以你大概知道了这里这个眷顾它的含义是什么。
So hopefully we have a better understanding about to visit.
那这里说我们稍微多讲一点，就是你看它为什么这个字出现了两次，中文叫做必定看顾其实在原文里面它是同一个字重复两遍，所以可以叫做，按照我们的讲可以叫做看顾看顾，或者叫眷顾眷顾。
So in Chinese, you may say different words here, but if we put this to the code from the original language, it's the same code. So you can say it's to visit and visit, care and care.
在许多语言里面，就是他把同一个词重复两遍来表示它很重要。
In many languages, the same word can be repeated to just emphasize how important that word is about.
中文其实也有不容易翻，比如说欢欢喜喜，忧忧愁愁。
Yeah. Repetition of language sometimes it is just to emphasize, I mean make the word bigger.
新约里有一个最著名的，我知道大家一定知道，主耶稣会说的叠字的词是什么？ Which word Jesus often say out of Jesus' mouth? That's double the word.
我实实在在告诉你。
Yeah, 对。我
实实在在 I tell you the truth. Jesus often said that. So in the Chinese translation, a lot of repetition.
那个英文的 translation 是什么？
I truly tell you.
Yeah, truly, truly. 或者说 verily, verily. 根据不同的版本那顺便说一下，我们这里的英文，我们多数基本上都是从那个 English Standard Version 引用的，因为它相对来说比较忠实于原文。
Yeah, the origin of the English translation is from the standard English version. They respect a lot from the initial language.
我们多交通一点，就是盼望大家知道说，在原文里面，其实这个双重的含义，它是一个很重要的事。
Yeah, so I spent some time just to share the repetitive pattern in the language.
圣经里面双重的呼召很重要。
Double calling in the Bible is very important.
就像神说亚伯拉罕亚伯拉罕。
Like Lord says Abraham, Abraham.
还有很多神，这是另外一个话题，神两次叫人的名字有多少次。
And so on, many times in the story, in the Bible we can hear Lord calls someone's name twice.
但是回到这里的时候，因为这是我们今天的题目，所以叫做数点。 再数点。
So come back again to our theme topic today, to count and count.
啊，这不是我们造出来的一个字，圣经上本来就是这样的。
And again, it's from the initial language. It's been called twice.
所以，当以色列人能够进入迦南，乃是因为神数点再数点。
So Israel people can enter Canaan. It was because a Lord a numbered and numbered.
所以约瑟好像他要把他自己的骸骨来做一个教具。
Looks like Joseph wants to use his bones to as a teaching aid.
啊，来帮助以色列人知道说得产业不是肉身上的事情。
To help Israel to understand to have possession is nothing about flesh.
肉身已经可能会朽坏，但是那个盼望还在那里。
Flesh will certainly perish, but the hope is always there.
所以我们也不要以自己天然的年龄哈来预估我们说得产业的盼望还有多大。
So don't calculate based on our age how close we are to get the possession.
如果我们觉得天然的年数也许没那么多，我们的盼望就很小。
So, if we don't have good long lifespan, maybe our hope is getting less. We don't count that way.
也不是说好像我们天然的年数还有很多，我们的盼望就更大。
In other words, doesn't mean our life could be having long, good longevity, and that means the chance to get possession is bigger.
因为38年可以浪费掉，两年也可以很短。
Because 38 years can be a waste, and 2 years can also be very short.
我们就继续往下看，到了出埃及记。
Come to Exodus.
这里我们知道说是神他要来带以色列人从埃及出来。
So Lord is going to take Israel out of Egypt.
他所要用的器皿就是摩西。
And the vessel is going to use is Moses.
我们知道说神向摩西显现，
要跟摩西说话。So Lord revealed to Moses and spoke to him.
那其中的故事我们也都省略了，因为这是我们所熟悉的。
Yeah, we cut the story because we're very familiar with this.
我们一起还是读两节的圣经，就是这是神要差遣摩西的时候对他说的话。
This was what Lord said to Moses when he was going to dispatch him.
好，我们一起来读。神又对摩西说，你要对以色列人这样说，耶和华你们祖宗的神，就是亚伯拉罕的神，以撒的神，雅各的神，打发我到你们这里来。耶和华是我的名，直到永远，这也是我的纪念，直到万代。你去召聚以色列的长老，对他们说，耶和华你们祖宗的神，就是亚伯拉罕的神，以撒的神，雅各的神，向我显现说，我实在眷顾了你们，我也看见埃及人怎样待你们。这是神差遣摩西的时候所说的话。
This was what Lord spoke to Moses.
我们看见说神不仅要向摩西启示他是谁，神要向摩西启示自己是谁。
Not only Lord wants to reveal to Moses who he was.
他要启示说他跟以色列的关系是怎样的。
He also wants to reveal his relationship to Israel people.
他也要启示说他要做什么事。
He also wants to reveal what things he's going to get done.
但是真正要做这件事的时候，神说我要实在眷顾了你们。
But when he was truly going to be working on that, he said, I surely will visit you.
刚才我们说神有一个神圣的目的要人得产业。
We mentioned Lord has a divine purpose for us to get his possession.
他所要改变的，这一次他所要改变的进程就是让以色列人不要留在埃及。
The course is going to intervene is to let Israel not to stay in Egypt.
要带他们啊出
埃及。They will let them out of Egypt.
过红海。
Pass across the Red Sea.
我们今天我们必须跳得很快哈，接下来我们就到了，刚才是派摩西去的时候，现在是真正要到了要动身的时候了。
So let's jump to the part that they're about to set off.
他们已经吃了逾越节的羔羊。已经涂抹了血，埃及的长子已经被击杀了。
So they eat the lamb that the door has been anointed by blood, and the firstborn of the Egypt, the firstborn son had been killed.
到了出埃及第十三章，是他们动身的时候。
It was time for them to set off.
在他们起行以前，圣灵是说什么话呢
？So Holy Spirit said.
我们一同来读。对不起，这里我跳过了一节，就是刚才我说的这一节是 神说他要做什么事。那接下来我们所要看的是出埃及记十三章，我们还是一起来读这个三节的圣经。我们一起来，摩西把约瑟的骸骨一同带去，因为约瑟曾叫以色列人严严的起誓，对他们说，神必眷顾你们，你们要把我的骸骨从这里带上去。他们从苏哥起行，在旷野边的以堂安营，日间耶和华在云柱中领他们的路，夜间在火柱 光照他们，使他们日夜都可以行走，日间云柱，夜间火柱，总不离开百姓的面。
You read? And Moses took the bones of Joseph with him, for he had straightly sworn the children of Israel, saying, God will surely visit you, and yet shall carry up my bones away hence with you. And they took their journey from Scop, and encamped in Etham in the edge of the wilderness. And the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of cloud, and lead them the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light, and to go by day and night. He took not away the pillar of the cloud by day, and not the pillar of the fire by night, from before the people.
这都是我们熟悉不过的话。
We know the verses very well.
我只是提醒大家一次，好像对我自己来说也是新的，就是我们常常就是忽视了神说的这个眷顾。
I just want to repeat the verses to remind us how Lord visited.
他们要走的时候，因着有这个眷顾，所以说带领他们走过这个旷野。
So when they were taking this journey because of the Lord visit them, they got to go through the wilderness.
所以我想到这里就接上了我们的民数记。
And here it connects to the numbers.
和我们民数记的故事就连在了一起。
Yeah, it fully connects to the story in the numbers.
所以我们今天我们主要是讲这个眷顾，则盼望我们至少以后想到民数记的数点我们不只是只有一个点数的概念。
The key message today is to visit.
好，我们接下去因为时间的关系，我们只是很快讲一下数点是追讨。
Next item is to number is to charge.
因为时间的关系我也不读了，大家看这个屏幕，这是在出埃及记32章和34章。
Due to the time constraint, we don't have to read, but you can skim very quickly.
神在宣告他的名的时候，耶和华耶和华有怜悯有恩典，不轻易发怒，且有丰盛的慈爱和诚实。
Yeah, when Lord proclaimed his names, and he would not get angry easily, he has all the mercy.
万不义有罪的无罪，这里主要在讲哪一种罪？当然有很多罪哈。这个罪就是他们拜了金牛。
The same here,
当
然不止这样。The same here, the Israel were worshiping the golden calf.
Yeah. 这个神说这个话的背景是因为他们在山下拜了金牛。
Yeah, the background of this verse, at the hill, they worshiped the golden calf.
所以神说他要追讨。
So Lord says he's going to charge them.
这个追讨就是神要做的工作。
To charge is Lord's work here.
这些凡是拜偶像的，在神面前要被对付。
They need to be dealt with for those who worship idols.
我们知道说，这就是我们旧人的问题。我们的旧人就是会拜偶像。
That's the problem of being an old people, because we do need to worship our idols.
Yeah, 这个我们的旧人也不能等，只要眼前没有那个，我们说好像圣经摆在眼前的时候，好像是。像一个基督徒，只要把圣经摆下头一转，我们就和世人没有区别了。
As old people, we do not want to wait.
很难等候神，这不光是我们现在的事其实从一开始就是这样。
Yeah, it's hard, and do not want to choose to wait for Lord.
还是有一个金牛在眼前，实在的多。
So if we see an immediate benefit like a golden calf, we would turn to that way.
但是神要追讨这个。
But Lord is going to deal with us.
这个追讨也是数点。
To charge is also to number.
最后一个第三点是分派。
The final point is to number is to appoint.
这个是在约瑟的身上，我们看见他的主人分派他管理全家。
So we can see from the life of Joseph that his master appointed him to manage the whole household.
就知道说你在家中应该站在什么位置。
So you know what role you take in managing the full household.
能够知道自己应该站在什么位置，这是更加成熟的事。
And to know your responsibility in a role is a very mature understanding.
所以我们今天也不展开来讲。
We don't have to expand a whole lot today.
本来数点是一件最枯燥的事。
To number is actually a very boring task to do.
但是如果今天我们明白它是神的眷顾，是神的追讨，也是分派，盼望来说，对于我们来说有一个新的意义。
But if we truly understand that the significance of numbering is to visit, to charge, and to appoint.
眷顾、看顾、顾念、visit， 这些你看到都是有一个关系在里面，是神看着你。
So the word visit, or you understand is take care of, I give you grace. It is the action from Lord to watch over us.
或者说，就是我们要在神的面前。
In another word, we need to have His presence in front of us.
神要看我们的光景怎样，看我们的旧人有没有真的倒下。
Our Lord is going to judge how we have been changing. Are we still our old selves, or we have been transformed?
然后再为大家总结一些点。
A summary.
第一个属点是神的工作。
So number it is God's work.
盼望借着刚才的一些交通，我们大家对这个有一点认识。
So hopefully we get better understanding of the things we have shared.
第二个就是属点可以激发我们的心愿。
Numbering and can inspire aspiration.
这就是上一次我们讲希罗菲哈女儿们的故事。
Which revealed from the daughters of Zelophehad.
最后一个数点还要数点。
Then number and number again.
好，那我们接下来交通一点我们对数点的误会。
Sometimes we may have a misunderstanding about numbering.
刚才说的前面说的是我们不太了解，就把它简单化了，就是点数。
We may just simplify our understanding about numbering.
但是这个民数记里的数点，很多时候当我们去点的时候，我们会误会神的忍耐，以为神早就放弃了我们。
Sometimes when we think about the word number, we may misunderstand God's endurance thought. He may have just given up on us.
这是一种的误会，等一下我们还会再
讲。This is one of the misunderstanding.
第二种的误会叫什么？误会神，第一种是误会了神的忍耐，觉得说神像我这样的人，神肯定早就不要我了。第二种叫做误会神的坚持，以为神就这么算了。
The second misunderstanding is Lord may not be that persistent. He may just let things go.
就是说，如果我一直要照自己的神最后，也许神最后就让我放手，让我去做了。
So if I stick with my own way, maybe Lord will just let me do my own way.
第三种呢，就是误会数点是数了两代，那下一代跟我没关系了。
Another misunderstanding is about the scope of the counting. So after Lord count one generation, it may be nothing to do with me if he comes the next generation.
因为我觉得我是上一代的人。
I belong to the first generation.
好，这就关于这三个误解，我们再有点交通。
So
关于这三个误会，我们再有点交通。
Okay, some further sharing about the three misunderstanding.
神第一个就是关于第一种的误会来说。神的忍耐是无限的。
So we have to be sure that Lord's endurance is unlimited.
他没有撇下，他不会撇下一个人。
He would not leave any one of us behind.
我们是按自己的有限的光景看，就是像彼得说的，七次可不可以？七次够了。
It is true we look at our situation in our own vision.
但是神的标准从来跟我们不一样。
But His criteria is not the same as ours.
尽管38年以色列人还是不像样子，但是神从来不放弃他们。
Even though the 38 years in the wilderness, people did not really change, but Lord did not give up on them.
所以数点的时候，希罗菲哈的女儿们看见有一件事情，就是可拉的后裔，他们居然也可以被数在里面。
So when the time to do the numbering, the daughters of Zelophehad, they noticed the Kerah's children, they were counted and got the possession.
就是像可拉犯了那么大的罪，神都没有丢弃他们，他们的后裔可以得产业。
Kerah did big sin, but his children got the possession.
刚才说第二种误会，就是说神就那么算了，看我这么不成器，神也就不要求我了，就让我自行其事吧。
So the second misunderstanding, the Lord just let me go.
但是这个属点就刚才我们读过，那些第一代的人一个都没有存留。
But via the numbering, we notice the first generation, really not many of them survived.
其实这个跟第三点有关哈，我们再说两代人。
It relates to the third point. So we mentioned two generations have been counted.
两代人不是指时间上的两代人。
So two generations is not just about the time difference or the new generation.
是说在我们每一个人，他在我们里面都有一个旧人，也有一个新人。
It is truly about between old self versus new one.
我们最大的误会就是对神给我们的启示，我们只经历一半。
And the big misunderstanding is the promise of the Lord. Often we just got half of that.
神借着这个属点呢，是要告诉我们说，我们身上的这个旧人要倒下。
The numbering what Lord is trying to let us know, via the numbering, our old selves should die out.
我们身上的这个新人，他要起来。
And the new generation, which is the new you, should resume and grow.
所以那些倒下就告诉我们说，过了38年。你肯早一点的倒就不用走38年，两年就可以。那你如果不愿意，就是38年之后你还是要倒下来。
So think in another way, you may not want to take 38 years to die or fall out. You may want to choose to use sooner or shorter course to change.
神所坚持的就是只有新人才能够去承受产业。
So what Lord is very persistent is only the new people can get in possession.
神在这一点上他绝对不会妥协。
He will not give up this value.
我想上一次圣明弟兄好像也给我们交通过一点，我也是借着他的交通再继续多说一点。
Yeah, Brother Sammy shared this last time.
第三点就是属点这两代，刚才我讲了，我们千万不要误会说在别人身上数一次，在下一代身上再数一次。
Yeah, again, the third item is don't take the story in the wrong way that just after count one generation, then you have nothing to do with the next counting.
所以这点是最重要的。如果我们觉得这个第二次属实是另外一代人的事，那这个民俗记对我们来说就根本没有起到作用。
So this point is very important to hold tight onto it, that countering the next generation does have something to do with ourselves.
因为神的启示实在太丰富了，他常常要用几代人的经历才能够完整的说出一个启示。
Because the Lord's revelation is so full and abundant, and sometimes it may take generations to tell the full story.
所以他要说我是亚伯拉罕的神、以撒的神、雅各的神。他用三代人来说一个见证。
He used one statement that he's the Lord of three generations from Abraham to Isaac to Jacob.
他也用旷野的这两代人。在说我们身上必须有的一个完整的经历。
He also used the two generations in the deserts to see how we can transform and to change better.
所以我们在旷野的一边哈，我们被数过，到了旷野的另一边，我们一定人生要有这样一次经历，我们被神数点。
So at one end of the desert, we're going to be numbered. After we travel, we come to the other side of the desert. We are going to be numbered again.
从外面看，我们知道点了多少人。刚才我们省略了，大概有60万，对不对
？So if we look at the number, how many people were counted, there were about 600,000.
原来第一次倍数也是差不多60万。
It was about the same number, between the two numberings.
所以你从外人来看，差不多还是同样一群人。
So really, the number makes no difference to outsiders.
但是里面是不一样的。
But the inside, the number truly means totally different things.
新约里有这样的图画，就是我们记得那个生来瞎眼的人。
In the New Testament, there's a blinded from birth.
当他被医治好了，周围的人说，那个从前做着讨饭的人，对不对
？When he was healed, people say He looked like the one who was begging there.
有的人说是他，有的人说不是他。
So people say, yeah, it's him. No, no, may not be him.
然后他自己说是我。
And then he said, I am him.
为什么有人会觉得不是他？
So why some people thought it may not be that person?
因为这个生来瞎眼的，他现在是一个新人。
Because this was a new person who can see now.
所以保罗他说，活着不再是我。
That's why Paul said, to live is not me.
外面这个肉身还是同一个肉身，还是在衰老。
It's the same flesh, and it can age.
但是里面是基督在活。
But to live is Christ.
感谢神，我们没有死在埃及。
Thank Lord, we're not living in Egypt.
这是羔羊的血让面临的天使越过我们。
The blood of the lamb passed over and protected us.
那有时候我们说我们要小心不要倒闭在旷野。
Sometimes we may remind ourselves to be alert, do not fall in the desert.
如果出了埃及却倒闭在旷野，那就太不值得了。
So it's really not worth to get out of Egypt, but then you fall in the desert.
我们这样想对不对呢？
Is it the right thinking?
也是很好的想法，但是它不够准确。
It is good logic, but not quite accurate.
因为神要我们看见的是，旧人必须倒下，新人才能进去。
Because what Lord wants us to get is that old people got to die and the new person needs to grow.
不然的话，这个数点是一件非常悲哀的事。
Otherwise, the numbering is really insignificant.
但如果你要看见神要做成的目的，它就是一件很喜乐的事。
But if we truly see the divine purpose of the Lord, then we can see the great significance of this project.
刚才我们读神的话说，他们必要死在旷野。
So we read the verses that they surely will die in the desert.
他就是说你不要去救。神已经说话了。
It means do not go rest to them.
你要去救的话，救回来就白白再多浪费三十八年。
Because if you go rescue them, you probably need to take another 38 years to waste.
一个人都没有存留，除了约书亚和加勒。
Only Joshua and Caleb, they were saved.
就叫我们说，知道神不会放弃他的坚持。
And that means we know how Lord perseverance is there.
所以我们常常说，信了主的人，我们还有一个福音，是我们。信主的时候你 一信主就很清楚，那感谢神。如果信主的时候还不清楚，我们需要清楚。有一个对我们已经信主的人有一个福音。
There is a
gospel to
gospel for believers?
Yeah. 那就是说我们不用再靠自己来活。
We do not have to live by ourselves.
我们要靠主来活。
By our Lord.
也是主在活。
And to live is Christ.
这样的人就是可以承受产业的人。
And these people are the one who can take the possession.
我们最后看一个，也算是一个简单的复习，就是一边我们看见有应许。
So let's have a brief reviewing so we can see the promise.
不知道这次看得清楚，另一边是什么？是产业。
The other end is possession.
那这两个当中，是不是我一伸手就够着了
？So how we can get this?Do you just get your hand, grab it?
这个叫什么？这图片不一定很精确哈。这个是什么？旷野。这个图片不一定很好看。
But we put wilderness in between.
至少叫我们知道，不是我们一伸手就够着了。
So at least it means it's not just you go and grab it.
当然我们知道神的工作，我们要经历神的数点。
We do need to go through the Lord's word to be numbered.
经历一次数点还不够，我们还要经历神。
To be numbered and numbered another time.
所以，但愿我们从数点当中来认识神的作为。
So again, let's get Lord's work via the numbering.
让我们知道神的心意，也被神来激励。
Let's know His will better and get the aspiration from Him.
我们要得产业是从被神数点开始的。
So to get the possession, we need to start from being numbered.
神要眷顾再眷顾。
Lord will visit and visit.
他要数点再数点。
Will number and number us again.
直到我们的旧人倒下，新人起来。
Until the old selves die and the new person grow.
产业的故事就是一个数点的故事。
So the story of a position, it is a story to be numbered.
我们一起祷告。
Let's bow and pray.
主，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we praise you.
你是眷顾我们的神。
You visit us.
你是数点我们的心。
You number us.
你知道我们这些人虽然有了应许，我们还是何等的不堪。
You know we get the promise, but we're still so bad.
因为我们每个人里面的旧人本就是这样。
Because we still live in our old selves.
这个旷野我们跨不过去。
We cannot go through the wilderness.
我们实在在这里打转太久。
We just wander around.
我们呼求你眷顾我们。
Oh Lord, we cry, you come and visit us.
我们也知道这本就是你的心意。
We know this is your will.
给我们一个愿意的心。
Give us a willing heart.
让我们站在你的面前。
So we can have your presence.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.